There's good news today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Diabetes is still on the decline. 1.4 million new cases were reported in 2014. That's according to data released today. And it's down from a high of 1.7 million new cases 6 years ago. A downturn is good news, but the number of new cases is still nearly triple what it was in 1980. To help us understand what's behind these numbers, we're joined now by Anne Albright. She is director of the CDC's Division of Diabetes Translation, which means that her team works to translate science into daily practice. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What should we make of these numbers? Are they an indication that Americans are eating better, exercising more? What would you say?
Well, I think there are a number of factors that are occurring. We are seeing more people who are adopting healthy lifestyles. For the last 5 years or so, the CDC has been working with a number of partners around the country to implement the National Diabetes Prevention Program. And that is a structured lifestyle program that has been shown to prevent or delay type 2 diabetes in those at high risk. It's actually the intervention that has the most evidence behind it. We're also seeing changes in some of the larger issues like food and access to food and people making choices. We're seeing more opportunities for people to decrease their soda intake and to be getting more physical activity.
You said people are having more opportunities to reduce their soft drink consumption. That's different from them reducing their soft drink consumption, though.
Well, I think we're certainly seeing that that's happening, but you know, in order for people to take action, they need to really have opportunities around them. It needs to be easier for them to do these things.
The bar graph that I looked at that shows new cases of diabetes each year since 1980, it's very remarkable. It shows that throughout the 80s, the level was pretty stable, starts rising in the 1990s, and then around 2008, it really shoots up. Do you understand why that was? What was happening that would drive up the number of cases so quickly?
Well, there are a few things again going on. The diagnostic criteria for diabetes has been revised over time, and that's an important thing to point out. We have lowered the diagnostic criteria for diabetes because we are seeing that there are indeed complications and problems associated with diabetes at these new diagnostic rates.
Are you saying that part of what happened between, say, 1980 and 2008 was that more people who were diabetic were likely to be diagnosed as diabetic at the end of that period than at the beginning?
That's right.
I guess that makes the current decline all the more remarkable.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because we are using that criteria that some would say has included more people in this category of diabetes. So you're right. The fact that we're seeing a decline does make it even more important and more highlighted.
Does 5 years establish a trend in your mind? Does that show you something's really happening, or could it tip back up again?
Well, it does show us a trend and an important trend, but at any time, a trend can tip back up. And so it's important for us to really put our shoulder into the prevention efforts that are going on around the country. Things that, again, improve the environments people are living in, more safe places to be physically active, more access to healthy food options. And whatever new discoveries we make through our science in the coming years have got to move from the science into practice. Otherwise, we never have an impact on the public's health.
Anne Albright, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much.
Anne Albright works on reducing diabetes at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.